It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Before Thanksgiving, we shared with you the plight of the Community United Methodist Church in Pasadena that was visited by health officials and threatened to be shut down because of a maskless parishioner. Joining us this morning on our Newsmaker Hotlines is the pastor of Community United Methodist Church, Reverend Dennis Jackman, who happens to be a physician and representing or helping him in his pursuit against overbearing government from the American Constitutional Rights Union, President Lori Roman. Good morning, Lori and Reverend Jackman.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for joining us. Reverend Jackman, we'll start with you. What happened that put you on the radar screen of the Anne Arundel County Executive and the Health Department?
According to the health representative that was here, they received a complaint, from an anonymous complaint from somebody concerning there might be somebody here without a mask on, and they came out. Actually, I think the person that was here was recruited back from retirement to go out and check on churches, I guess.
It's kind of amazing to think that this is what government has come to, that we're now going to be sent out to spy on our neighbors and determine whether or not they're living by mandates. These aren't actually laws. These are mandates generated by whoever happens to be in power that lack, my understanding is, and correct me on this, my understanding is a mandate lacks the legal power of a law because this stuff hasn't gone through the legislature.
Yeah, I don't know about the legal implications. I know the document that they handed me suggested that if we weren't in compliance, well, first of all, they would shut us down completely, and I could be fined $5,000 and in prison for 1 year.
That's just incredible. Laura, you're president of ACRU, and you had a press release out recently that pointing out the governor's okay with releasing certain individuals, but is interested in prohibiting others.
Right, the exact same week that the governor announced releasing prisoners because of COVID, he unleashed health department officials across the state to go threaten jail to pastors. Can you believe that? I mean, they're letting prisoners go who have committed criminal acts. At the same exact time, they're threatening pastors of churches for tiny, tiny, ridiculous infractions to go to jail.
Well, there's a certain internal logic there, though. The internal logic is we've made rooms in the jails just for you. So.
Exactly. Well, the other twist on this is that the government is encouraging people to snitch on their neighbors. And mm-hmm. We saw a twist on this. A worshiper from Reverend Jackman's church called and snitched to us, the American Constitutional Rights Union, snitched to us about the health official giving a citation to the pastor. So we did a little flip on the governor, on his snitching program. He got snitched on to us.
Pastor Jackman, did you ever think you'd live and see a day in the United States of America where religious liberties like the ones you are freely practicing, constitutionally protected, would be under assault?
This is, I just can't believe this. You know, I truly believe that the power of the church to help to facilitate the American Revolution and to have churches shut down. I mean, the flip side is we have people out there that are hurting dramatically that need some love and care. I mean, people that are deeply depressed and what we've done is isolated people and said we can't have contact with people.
But you have people in prominent positions in government. I'm thinking particularly of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who, following the Supreme Court warning New York away from discriminating against religious institutions, simply characterized a Supreme Court decision as an interesting legal opinion. And no, this is the U.S. Supreme Court. It's more than just a legal opinion, sir. This is the law at this point. You have to obey it.
Well, Governor Cuomo also sent people to nursing homes with COVID-19 and had a number of people who died as a result of his actions. I mean, I don't know about his credibility.
You know, Laurie, so far it has only been a threat from the Arundel County Health Department. There's been no fine yet or action. What would you advise not only Pastor Jackman, but other like-minded pastors, rabbis, etc., should they find themselves in the same situation?
Well, Pastor Jackman and his church, they were issued a formal citation. I have a copy of it. The formal citation is what threatened the closure. He was also threatened that they would continue to come back to make sure that he was in compliance, and they did come back. The threat was that if they came back and there was not 100% compliance with every one of their check boxes, that they would close down the church. So pastors need to band together, and they're free to call American Constitutional Rights Union, our website, or get in touch with us through our website, theacru.org. We will help them. They have to push back. If you don't push back, you're going to lose all of your liberties. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito recently said that the COVID pandemic had resulted in previously unimaginable restrictions on individual liberty, and religious liberty in particular is in danger of becoming a second-class right. You have to fight back. You have to put up a stink. You have to do press. You have to go on the radio, and you have to shame people. Name and shame. You have to spread around some sunshine on this and make these people embarrassed for their bad behavior. Pastor Jackman wasn't doing anything wrong. He was alone in his church. There were no services going on when the health department official showed up at a locked door, tried to get in. Pastor Jackman jumped up to try to see who was getting in his church. And his citation was simply for showing up at the door trying to check on who was getting in the church with no mask on. That's outrageous, and it's time to fight back.
Indeed. Pastor Jackman and Laurie Roman from the ACRU, thanks for joining us here
this
morning, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.